It is still revered as one of the most difficult canal building projects ever undertaken. A project to tame a rapidly descending river by building locks and dams to connect two important waterways. Much of it is still operational today, but there's a good chance you've never heard of it. It's today's edition on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Native Americans knew they could go from today's Green Bay to the Mississippi River almost entirely by water, using the Fox and Wisconsin rivers. However, it required several portages.
Eventually, when they had a need to transport heavier loads, they got tired of it, and they started thinking and acting on building dams and locks. They knew how to do this, but they were so far away from the East Coast that several efforts had failed.
Dave Peck says in the mid-1800s, engineers began improving the waterways with numerous locks, dams, and canals.
In the days of the swaybacks, they weren't scared of hard work. They would cut limestone blocks and set them in mortar and build what they needed to build. They knew how to do it.
It was a huge undertaking, especially on the Fox River from Appleton to Green Bay.
The scale here on the lower Fox should have been daunting for them because of its steep drop. It's almost 200 feet and 34 miles, and I think it's the steepest navigable waterway in the world.
The locks were completed in 1876, including a two-mile canal at Portage, Wisconsin, that created the link from Lake Michigan to the Mississippi River. Steamboats traversed the course for several years.
This lock system was built in the very end of America's canal building era, and in the very beginning of its era of building railroads. And railroads went on to completely take away almost all of the traffic from the locks.
Some passenger traffic continued into the 1920s, mostly in marshy areas where water travel beat trying to build rails and roads in the muck. Portions of the waterways and locks remain operational for boats and ships yet today. Traveling the countryside in Appleton, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCrae.